The iconic Notre Dame Cathedral goes up in flames, and the public delivers riveting photos and videos. But is it all good? Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, Jimmy.
I've answered to a lot of things. Simi is not one of them.
I didn't swallow when I was reading that. And so when I went to say what I was going to say, Simi came out.
I understand.
There. I should have had a glass of water or something before we begin.
Just proves that you're human.
I am human.
Welcome to the human
race. I wake
race.
Up in the morning and I put on pants.
One leg at a time.
One leg at a time.
Awesome.
Well, sometimes I get both legs into
one dual leg, dude.
But that doesn't work because I fall down. I fall flat on my face. But when you walked in this morning or this afternoon or whenever it was we saw each other, the thing I said to you was, I believe this is the first time that there's been a major breaking news story, and I watched it 100% on social media. Were you surprised?
For someone your age, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy.
Well, I totally got the gist of why. I mean, being a traditional news guy for so many years, the obvious reaction. Actually, I really think for most breaking stories in the old days,
yes.
Dan, since we both remember
back in the
old
days.
It would have been radio first.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And then you turn on the TV in the evening to see the whole report.
Right. If it's really big, you might have cut-ins.
Right.
Break-ins.
Right. And I think it was CNN that had the Gulf War on 24 hours a day or something. Wasn't that the first one that we could actually watch war happen?
I think so, when they were crawling around on the floor and
painting the buildings and stuff like that.
That was pretty wild.
But
that was a long time ago.
Radio breaking news was a long time ago, When was the last time you heard anybody? That's right. We've established that.
Yes, exactly.
But for you especially, it was interesting because you said totally on social media.
Yeah.
You watched coverage, feedback, and
everything.
Was it originated by a news source, though,
no,
on social media?
No, and that's the thing. Because I think I've watched breaking news stories. I know I have. I've watched breaking news stories on the CNN app, for example, or pick your app, whatever. It's a news app, right? Mm-hmm. To me, okay, so that's watching it on a mobile device, but still the source is a trusted news organization delivering you the content. This was a case where I was keeping up on what was going on by watching feeds. You know, people were posting pictures either of themselves when they've been there or pictures that people were sending that they were getting from other people on social media of the fire.
And sharing it.
Yeah. And they were linking to various different things that they had found looking around out there. And so I was watching, you know, just MOS, as we call them, right? Man on the street with their phones sending either live video clips or pictures. And I was riveted by it. I didn't go home. I mean, typically it sets you up to you go home after you've seen it as you're out and about. And you sit down, you turn on CNN or whatever, your network of choice. I did not do that.
So it's a transition from mobile to home that was traditional.
Right,
and
right.
Now you're just satisfied with mobile.
I was, and I think, I threw that in there.
I'm assuming you were satisfied.
I didn't feel like it was lacking anything. I saw dramatic pictures, and it was, I believe, as dramatic as I've seen now today, going back and looking at some of the other networks. Or the networks, not other networks,
right.
But looking at the networks, it was pretty good stuff. The early stuff came from people,
not from
news organizations.
I was going to say, it came from people through Periscope and Facebook Live, I'm going
to
guess.
Right, I think so. Yeah, definitely Periscope.
It's really the people's media now. Really, they have access to the world with one touch of a button on their phone.
They're there. Like in the past, you had to get
Eyewitness News.
Right, but you had to go there.
Yeah.
And then get there set up,
right,
and then start sending stuff back. And then when you didn't do that, then you bought material from other people because you were the only way that their material with their VHS, we were having a conversation earlier about dubbing over old VHS tapes. We would buy tapes from them and take them back in a manila envelope. Wow, I can't talk today. Manila envelope. And then that would be the way that it would get on the air.
Right. And or they dropped, you dropped it outside a helicopter.
Oh, you dropped it. That's right.
I remember that story.
That's right. Yeah. That was in Chattanooga. And so, yeah.
I remember sending tapes on buses back to the newsroom. The stuff that we would have shot.
Yeah.
3/4 inch that we'd shot.
And there's a bus going that way.
There's a bus going that way. Pick it up at the bus station. I'm
like,
what? All right. Here I go.
That would seem kind of suspicious now.
Yeah. Now, right. Exactly. Right. But let me ask you a question about the comments that followed the video. So there was comments that followed the video, I'm guessing, too.
So on the positive side, there were lots of great comments. I remember when I went there, there was one from a guy who, I'm trying to remember who it was, somebody I know, some friend or an acquaintance of the past, who said that both of his daughters, they're now married. Oh, I know it was. It was George Lewis, a former correspondent out at NBC News. Both of his daughters, when they got engaged, their future husbands took them both there and proposed at the same time.
Oh,
because I guess they were all friends. I didn't know this. They were all friends, and they all went there and they proposed. And so you saw a lot of that. Like people were marking moments in their lives that were very special to them. And now they were watching this, and clearly we now know the story that it does appear that it will be saved. But at the time, I mean, this fire was going on and on and on, and there was a sense that you weren't going to see this thing. Like, it was all going up.
Right.
In smoke.
And one of the best things that I've learned about the fire since the news has had a chance to settle, as opposed to some of the reports that were leaked and talked about and, you know, at the beginning, was that they had actually taken out a lot of the artwork that was on the walls for the renovation.
For the renovation,
so that they're going to be able to preserve the artwork, which is the one thing you can't – you can always build a new roof,
You can't replace a Picasso.
But when or no, a Rembrandt or something like that.
I don't know
that.
That's what they had in there.
No,
but
exactly. Bottom line is you can't.
You can't. You can make fakes.
That's right. But they would know that probably,
they
too.
They would. Well, there's some good fakes out
there. There are some good fakes. But that's what I like to hear about it. I will say that the first report that I heard was from a friend. And he said he was watching it on social media. And what do you think his first thought was?
Terrorism.
Exactly.
Sort,
he says, we don't know if this is a terrorist or not. And I go, well, that just shows you how the world has changed since 9/11.
That's the first thing, we think of that anytime there's some major disaster, when there's iconic kind of structure.
And
where
we weren't the only ones. Those weren't the only ones
who
thought that.
Good transition, Jimmy, to
you.
The negative side of social media. Yeah. And so, you know, I started off with and by the way, the reason I was busy watching the marathon, which is the reason I wasn't sitting in front of a TV set. I wanted to see certain people go by. And so there were other people I wanted to see as well. But my son is a fan of Jimmy Johnson, the 7-time NASCAR champion.
Who?
He was running the marathon for the first time. And so my son was out there with the Jimmy Johnson flag. Yeah, and I got a nice video. He actually high-fived him.
That's
awesome. And Jimmy Johnson was kind of elated to see him coming.
I think that was really a passing of the torch. I expect Blaise Lothian to have a 7-time
career. Yeah,
yes,
we'll hang on
be.
To that piece of video. But so that's the reason I was watching on social media. But the thing that's really troubling, as you set it up, teed it up here, Jimmy, is that immediately people were sending around a lot of fake news on social media.
If you're wondering about it, you're not reporting on that it is. You were wondering about it. And the same thing, by the way, was happening on 9/11. We were both in newsrooms at that time.
Well, we weren't wondering about it initially because the first plane, it's like, what is this?
Right. Well, that's my point.
Right.
My point was the first plane goes in and you're like, what's going on?
Second
one
is like, well,
uh-oh.
We've never been hit by something like this.
This is a pattern.
This seems pretty bad.
Right.
But no, look, you're right. It is natural of human beings to suspect the worst and to talk about it. If that's what they're thinking. The problem is with social media, you have those. I don't have a problem with if little Jimmy from Florida.
Appreciate that.
I'm sure there's a little Jimmy in
Little
Florida.
Little Simmy, I think, is Simmy.
Simmy. But little Johnny in Florida, yes. Whoever is, on social media and they go, I wonder what this is. Could it be terrorism? That's one thing. It's another thing for people to use social media to then start without any connection to anything. Now start saying, I bet you this is what it is. And that's what we saw. Various different, fake accounts. I guess there was some there, according to BuzzFeed, there was a fake CNN account and a fake news, Fox News account that were using this event to continue to sort of spread that hate and false information out there on social media. And I think that's kind of, when you're saying that something is the work of terrorists, or you're misrepresenting, as the case of the fake Fox News account, that there was a Muslim congresswoman saying, quote, they reap what they sow, that turned out not to be the case, using the font and everything that to someone looking at it, they think, oh, that really is Fox News or that really is CNN. And in fact, it's just twisted people for whatever reason. They think it's humorous. Just crazy.
It's open season on the media. Yeah, I mean, everybody can take a shot at them. I find it interesting about YouTube that they were,
they screwed up too.
Well, they screwed up because a panel that they put in to look at different things,
right,
as an artificial intelligence panel,
right,
actually triggered algorithmically, and they made the wrong call because there were some related
9/11 stuff.
9/11 stuff.
I guess right
up
below it shows you what else is connected to the story.
Right.
All of a sudden, 9/11 is connected to the fire. So the algorithms were getting in the business here of sending out wrong information.
And then there was the POTUS. No, I'm not going to go there. You know,
my goodness. Yeah, that quote. Yeah, it's. I think, and this is, we've talked about this quite a bit, Jimmy, is the good and the bad of technology. And this is a case where the good being me, for the first time ever, following a story wall to wall, if you will, on social media.
By eyewitnesses.
That's it.
Right.
Look, I'm glad you're pointing out that distinction
because
I followed
a news organization.
I followed a lot of stories via, CNN, ABC or whatever, tweeting and putting stuff on Facebook, all that. No, it wasn't that. It was the general public putting information out there. And I think what caught my attention right away was the emotion and the passion that people connected to Notre Dame. I don't know. I mean, it's a beautiful structure. I don't have any personal connection to it. I didn't realize that so many people had that deep-rooted connection because they were telling those stories. I remember when I went there in Gengage. I went when, I saw that.
Paris, as you know, is one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
And it's certainly a
big tourist attraction.
A lot of people go there to see these amazing buildings.
I've done that. Well, I went to work and then I saw amazing buildings.
Right. Unfortunately, I spent maybe 3 hours on a layover in Paris, and that's the only time I've spent. That being said, it is on my list to go to, and I was a high school French person.
That's right. Yes.
You accomplish so much in your high school that you don't have to take it in college.
Oh, you were so good at it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have
to take it in college.
Oh, yeah. Not me. I tripped over French because I had Spanish and I was trying Spanish.
Much better language.
Oh, no. I think French has a much more room.
In certain degrees, mon petit chou. But
right. By the way, I didn't just tell you I love you and that you're very beautiful. I was just saying the few words I know.
And I called you my little cabbage, so you should feel good about that.
Oh, it was conversational French.
Yes,
it's what
but
we
it was
know.
Part of go, when you go to Paris, that is probably one of the top five things you want to see.
I'm going to say the Eiffel Tower first because you
can't miss it. Then the Arc de Triomphe,
right?
The Louvre, and then.
Yes, I think you're right.
Montmartre? I don't know.
We sound like a bunch of sports guys saying, who's the greatest? Who's the GOAT? I would put Brady at
what's
the top.
On, the Mount Rushmore of Paris.
That's right.
But it's definitely up there in one of the iconic buildings of all time. Mm-hmm. And hey, look, I love the fact that now everybody from all over the world is rallying to rebuild it.
Yeah, no,
talk about crowdfunding.
The money's pouring in, apparently.
Yeah.
A lot of promissory promises out there from folks, organizations saying, we're going to pay to have this thing restored.
Yeah.
And again, the good news being that it's not as if there's nothing there. There are even some interior shots now that we're seeing, which shows the sky is shining through,
right.
but it's still there. There is a lot to the structures, so that's good. But it really opens my eyes to the passion, the connection that the general public, a global public,
right,
has to it. And that they were willing to share it the way they did. And to, you know, there were people apparently going there. And I saw one post where let's go there and drink some wine. There were people going
like
there
the
and
French
praying.
Really need an
right.
excuse to go anywhere
right.
to drink
right.
wine.
They drink wine at,
and I'm going
you know,
to, that's
tea.
A profile. I'll admit that. Okay.
But that's not, they do. They love their wine.
Of
in
course
France,
they do.
In Paris.
And it's certainly. Very good wine.
I'm told it is.
Yes. Yes. I can tell you it is. In fact, well, I've had you. Enough for both of us. All right.
But it's kind of neat to see how technology does put it in, put the power of this medium that we have had a hold on for so long in the hands of the public. Well, and I think by and large, most people treated it responsibly. There are those bad apples out there, as we pointed out.
We're all human, right. But for the most part, that's truly on the scene, and everybody walks around now with this camera in their back pocket, and they know how to use it, at least. Most of them.
They don't turn it the right way.
That's
they,
right.
Straight up, right.
No, well, you know, it's funny. That's
sideways.
The Android. That's the Android versus the Apple thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said, the Apple thing is
Apple
16:9.
Yes,
yes
exactly.
Absolutely. I hope people understand what we're talking about. Yeah. But anyway.
It means don't just, on an Apple, you want to turn it sideways.
Right, like you're watching,
like you're
it,
watching
on TV.
It on TV. Right, exactly.
Right, as opposed to watching it on Instagram,
that,
which is how
up,
Android
right.
is. And that's a pretty interesting distinction between the two.
It is. I'm an Android guy.
Well, no wonder. That makes it really difficult when you shoot something. You send it to me to edit. I've got these two black bars on the other side. I got to zoom way in. I lose half the shot. Anyway, I'm only kidding. It is interesting to see the ability to tell the story on the scene by the public, truly a man on the street eyewitness news.
No
account.
Filters whatsoever. It didn't go through an editorial filter.
Right.
It
make that a human on
there.
The street. I don't want to think that it's just a man on the street.
No, it's human.
It's
there
human.
Were women as well.
I'm sure they
sending
were.
Sending very beautiful pictures.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
as
they,
did the men did.
As they were sipping their wine. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or anything you'd like to share with us, reach out to us at info@littleparkmedia.com. That's info@littleparkmedia.com. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.